Welcome to Feminine Founder. I'm Caroline Pennington, your host. I'm a former executive search recruiter turned online entrepreneur. I created the Feminine Founder podcast for women who are navigating their professional life, starting their entrepreneurial journey, or growing and scaling epic companies. So if any of these resonate with you, you are in the right place, friend. Hey, friend. I'm so happy that you're here. I hope that you're having a great week. I just want to jump on here and record a quick Thursday short episode for you because I have really gone all in on LinkedIn and personal branding and teaching women how to start, grow, and scale their LinkedIn presence to open up a world of opportunity. The platform is amazing. It's gone from being a platform where recruiters are there looking for candidates and companies are there looking for job seekers to a full-blown networking website. So they just crossed 1 billion users and have 130 million active daily users, which means there's a lot of activity and a lot going on the profile. So they've changed some things with it too. They've made it so that you can set up a profile and a creator account. That's what I have, which means you can have both connections and followers. So people can follow you without necessarily connecting to you, which is a huge benefit. It makes it almost like Instagram, but more professional. So a couple things I want to jump on here and talk about is LinkedIn has 1 year ago, let me back up. Exactly 1 year ago this month, I decided to be active and start posting on LinkedIn regularly. So in the beginning, I floundered just like anybody starting out doing anything, and I sucked really bad, and I didn't know what kind of content was going to convert. It's just like a building a muscle. You have to keep working at it to make sure it's going to continue to build and grow. So if you decide to start your LinkedIn journey, if you fall flat on your face or suck at first, don't worry. Don't feel like, you know, it's the end of the world. Trust me, this literally happened exactly to me. So as I continued on my LinkedIn journey, I just continued pivoting and tweaking exactly what I was saying on the platform that resonated with my audience. And the more specific I got with the messaging that I was going to talk to, the larger my audience grew, the more engagement I received, the more opportunities I was invited to speak at events. And literally, the possibilities are endless on the platform. So whether or not you're looking for a job, and let's say you aren't hearing from recruiters or companies aren't contacting you, it's probably because you've got your profile set up the wrong way. I've actually created a course for this. It's on the Feminine Founder website. So www.femininefounder.com on setting up your LinkedIn so that you can attract opportunities to you. Number two, let's say you've already got a LinkedIn account, but you don't really know what to do with it. Maybe you've got a shell. What I mean by a shell is you've got a professional photo uploaded, maybe some work experience. That's not an optimized profile whatsoever. You need to get the profile optimized. And so that means you need to completely fill out all the sections, have the banner, have the professional photo, fill out the skills, the education, all the things. I've actually created a course for that too. And that's on femininefounder.com as well. Just go over there to the website, click on the courses tab, and you can see the three different options of courses that I've just released. And then the third option is if you've got an account set up, you feel like you're in a good place with it, you're ready to start getting active on LinkedIn. I've also got a level up your LinkedIn course in there as well. That one's a little more extensive. You can do it on a weekend. It takes less than an hour and a half, but I've got in there exactly how you need to set your profile, have it optimized. I go in there and dissect my profile as to exactly what yours needs to look like. And then I also go through in that course an exact content strategy. So how often you need to be posting, what you need to be posting. I've got examples of exactly the type of posts that convert. And so you can go in there, take the course. Again, you can do it on a weekend. It takes less than an hour and a half, but it's called Level Up Your LinkedIn and is on www.femininefounder.com. Just head over there, click the courses tab, and you'll see all three options there, depending on what you're trying to achieve and get out of the platform. So again, LinkedIn, being active on the platform has literally changed my life. I've gone from zero to over 7,000 followers in under a year. Over 500,000 people have seen my content, again, in a 365-day period. It's opened up paid speaking opportunities. I've started this amazing podcast community. I've gone from nothing to having a top 10% podcast in less than a year. So trust me, it's worth it. It's not just about the vanity metrics either. I'll tell you too, with LinkedIn, I've literally met the most amazing human beings. And they've now become people I can call friends. I've had podcast guests come from LinkedIn. I've been asked to be on podcasts from LinkedIn. And then I've just created this amazing community there. And that's why I've really gone on this journey to teach you guys exactly how to use LinkedIn to blow up your professional journey. Again, no matter whatever you're trying to achieve, you can grow your personal brand on there. You can grow your business on there. I don't care if you have a service-based business or a product-based business, but your clients are hanging out on LinkedIn. Trust me, as a recruiter, I went from looking for candidates on an entry-level basis to fast forward 15 years later, and I was placing executive-level candidates. And that widespread of demographics of people are all on LinkedIn. So this is my encouragement to you to go ahead and get started. Head over to femininefounder.com website, click on the courses tab, and you can see what different option would fit best with your needs. So thanks for being here. Have a good one.